Preschool providers that teach children in multiple languages would be more likely to get funding from Seattle Mayor Ed Murray's pre-K plan. That is, if voters approve the package on the November ballot. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has more.
For every three kids already attending a publicly funded preschool program in Seattle, two of them speak a language other than English at home.
Hello, my name is Matilde. I speak in Spanish, and Marisol translate for me.
As if to drive this point home, one of the public commenters at a recent meeting of the Select Committee on Preschool for All brought an interpreter with her to the microphone. She's the mother of a first grader and a three-year-old.
Neither of them have qualified for the Head Start programs, and we don't have the funding to pay for private.
If voters approve Mayor Murray's four-year, $58 million plan, the city would pay for a handful of providers to open 14 classrooms in just the first year. Those providers would have to be properly licensed and adequately rated by the state, but programs that offer instruction in two languages at once would receive what the mayor calls funding priority. Rachel Shulkin heads community outreach for the mayor's preschool push. She says this priority follows the latest research about how bilingual children learn.
When children have a good understanding of their home language, both receptively and expressively, that they do best at their ability to learn other languages, like acquiring English.
The mayor's plan also calls for bilingual teachers to be fairly compensated for their expertise. It's a key point in a diverse city where language itself can be a barrier for non-English speakers to send their children to preschool. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.